You can hear the pans sizzling away.
Yeah, plan that.
So we're in the farmhouse kitchen for a farmhouse breakfast.
Yeah, we are.
What's on the menu?
Right, potato hash, potato and bacon hash, and then cream, mushroom and spinach, some eggs, and then we're doing a hollandaise. All with local ingredients.
So it sounds like something you would slice at the end. It'll be like a sort
of it will be,
breakfast omelette kind of.
Yeah, like a pancake-y. Yeah. So for the potato hash, John, just boiled potatoes, and what I did was grated them, and then mixed in some cooked bacon. Keep the fat, and then heat the fat with a wee bit of oil, and then just... That's your potatoes there. And then just press that into the pan.
But did you grate those potatoes?
Grated them, yeah. Uh-huh. Of course I grated them. I mean, you know, the thing about it is you can put whatever you want in with this. It doesn't have to be...
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be bacon. You can make it. You could actually make it vegetarian. You know, and not put bacon and put maybe a bit of scallion or something into it. A wee bit of oil around that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's... We'll
that's
leave
a
that
dark oil. That's a very dark coloured oil.
That's a rapeseed oil, local rapeseed oil from a farm in Lima Valley.
All right.
There you are. So, and then in the other pan, nice and hot... And then just some mushrooms, John.
Mushrooms
and the thing
on the
about
pan.
Just pat them dry. Don't wash them. And then get them onto a really good smoking pan. And then some onions in with that. Another wee bit of...
Come on in as well.
Another wee bit of
Keep
oil.
Keep an eye.
She's here too.
Who's that?
Hilda.
Hilda, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you taking a few tips here?
Yes, I am.
This is going to be gorgeous.
Okay.
So we'll just let that cook, John, the wee hash there, and the mushrooms as well. Maybe swap them over, get a good high heat in that.
Because the mash is actually cooked anyway, isn't it? And the bacon
the potatoes all cooked, so that's fine. And then just with our our onions and mushrooms there, just to put a wee bit of oil in that.
Onions,
I would put butter in this normally. You know, when I'm frying an onion or frying mushrooms, start them off in hot oil and then just baste them with a wee bit of butter at the end. But we're going to do a hollandaise, so I thought that might even be a touch too much for
butter,
me.
Butter, even for you?
Even for me,
okay.
John. So
what type of oil do you use?
I use a local rapeseed oil. So
right.
You don't have to. I mean, the thing about it is I use it because you can get up to a good high temperature.
Right.
So that's the thing, you know.
Yeah, because the rapeseed oil is becoming more and more popular, isn't
it? Yeah, good for cooking, and then keep your good olive oil for dressings and things like that.
Here's the healthy stuff coming out. This is the
greenery.
Green.
This balances it all out.
Spinach.
That's what I keep telling myself. Yeah, okay. Because I quite like spinach in breakfast. Mm-hmm. You know when we get eggs, Florentine and things like that?
Yes.
So cook
I always end up overcooking it, or it ends up just being green and
John,
mushy and rotten.
John, for spinach, if you just get a nice big hot wok, and put some butter or oil at the bottom, butter, and then pile it all in, bit of salt, and just keep turning it. Be ready in 30 seconds.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, you're just welding it down. Yeah.
That's very, very good for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Full of iron.
Yeah, so that looks there, so welt it down. And then maybe just to take away from that a wee bit, we're going to cream them, so a wee bit of cream, spinach and mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, we're liking that.
Yeah, right, So that's the, so John, I've already done some, so what we'll do here is just got our potato and I've flipped that over so that the potato and bacon hash is flipped over and then just pile on our mushrooms and our
on top of
mushrooms
the potato, cake.
Yeah.
And I noticed the hash, Paula, there, you're not turning it over too quickly, the one you've cooked earlier.
No, I did.
You leave it a long time, do you?
Until it's nice and crispy. Yeah. Right. Well, that one, yeah. Yeah.
So it doesn't fall apart.
No, get top on
yeah,
it.
You don't want it to fall apart.
And then we'll just crack the eggs into the middle of that and then we'll put that onto the grill.
Crack the eggs.
The
eggs are breaking through the mushrooms and the spinach.
You know, I have to take a full advantage. So that's good and hot. So we'll leave
that
for a wee minute. Take these off now, and then now hollandaise. So in here, two egg yolks, and then I've got some cider vinegar, John. Now you know when you're doing a hollandaise traditionally, you would do a big reduction of shallots and everything like that. And then I stopped doing that because look, a bit of lemon juice does the danger. But this is a cider vinegar from Long Meadow Farm here. Open farm today.
Apple farms and mushroom farms and all. That's the idea. Everything here.
Mushroom farms today,
pig farms, apple farms, spud farms.
That's it.
Even a nice cream farm.
A nice cream farm, lovely. Right, so what I did earlier was I just whisked the egg yolks over a bain-marie, but mixed just hot, And then what's that until it's sort of, you know, that ribbony stage there?
Yeah. Ribbony stage.
Ribbony.
You both said yes.
Yes, so you learn about that when you're a baker.
Ribbon stage. And then whisket, and then what we've got here is just some
butter,
and it's from up the road in Drumara from the Abernethys. So you know we're just doing everything here.
This is so local.
And Hilda knows Alison Abernethy, so I see we've been, you know, the way you do in Northern Ireland, everybody knows everybody.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Was she good at making butter then, even?
Oh, she was a great cook then, too.
So the butter's gone in, melted butter into the...
Was she an idiot then, too, because she was...
She was very quiet and sensible.
Yeah.
Well, I'm even swiftly on. So that's your holidays there, so that's... So that's just, you know, just lovely buttery.
Look at that. It's like the colour of custard.
It is.
It's the colour of lovely yellow custard. Oh, forgot about the eggs. Right. And what are we calling this? What
it's just a hash, really, yeah. No, it's
a breakfast hash.
Yeah.
But you've got mushrooms, you've got spinach, you've got onions, you've got
egg yolks,
you've got spuds, you've got bacon. I mean,
this
is your daily...
Let that just sit under there.
This is feeding for the whole day.